back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. Glad to be with you here on a hump day Wednesday, January 13th. Still hanging out at 26 degrees. We'll be topping out near 62 today as we welcome in Dusty from Dusty Trails. Dusty, how'd the holiday season wrap up for you?
We had a fantastic holiday season. As most of you know, as far as Dusty Trails, we were doing carriage rides downtown on the Bricks, and that booked up, was full. We had wonderful turnout for it, great community support. Had a great time there. And on a personal note, I got together with my whole family. Just about all of us were able to be there anyway. And we, had a great time. Stayed awesome. Several days together, did some skiing, snowmobiling, and just really hung out and had a wonderful time.
You had to do a little bit outdoors and get a little cold after you were spoiled with some warmer temperatures downtown, huh?
I tell you what, we go up there, up into the mountains there to experience the Christmas. And, yeah, there was snow on the ground and it was Christmas looking. But we went for hikes instead of, as much skiing and stuff. We went for hikes and walks and wore nothing but a hooded sweatshirt. The
wow.
Weather was wonderful. It's absolutely amazing.
We've been spoiled this year, that's for sure.
Yes.
We're not going to complain about it either. So, folks have probably heard your commercial that's airing right now, Dusty, the Riding Academy going on here. Tell us more about the Riding Academy.
Yeah, so our first Riding Academy of the year, we start out with a Winter Riding Academy, which is done in an indoor arena. Even though with the weather like we're having now, we could probably be riding outside.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need the indoor arena.
We
today.
Don't, but you never know. So, you got to schedule these things for 2 months out. So no matter what the weather is, we're going to practice and we're going to ride.
Sure.
So we do it in an indoor arena, and it's better footing. So even if it's nice weather, there's still ice on the ground. The ground's still hard. It's hard on the horses. So
and better for some of the newbies, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah. So we can still do some walk, trotting, and loping and get out and travel because we've got the good footing to do it. This is all done in an indoor arena that's owned by Mid Plains Community College now, out here on State Farm Road. So it's a convenient location. But all the pickup and drop-off is done right there at the stables. We transport the riders and the horses out to the arena, and we do our practice, and we come back. The academy itself is a trail class challenge, which is a popular deal they're doing all across the country. People from all levels can compete. We have different obstacles that the riders have to maneuver their horses through, anywhere from walking over a tarp to crossing over bridges and teeter-totters and walking through pool noodles and opening mailboxes and gates and dragging a tire. I mean, the list goes on and on, but
sure.
But that's the point. It's all about getting a good, trusting, working relationship with your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, this class really creates a bond between horse and rider better than
sure.
some of our others, because it's really, we intentionally set up obstacles that spook the horses. Some of the dumbest things, like Walmart sack, seems to be the scariest thing in the world to a horse.
Really?
So, for some reason, just little things like that. So we intentionally set those things up, and you have to work your horse through it. So if your horse isn't comfortable and feeling safe with you, then these obstacles are a challenge. If you've got a good working relationship with your horse, you go through them with a breeze. So that's where you see where the rider's got a good working relationship with that horse and created a bond.
And that relationship extremely important, too, especially if you're going to be riding pretty frequently.
Absolutely, yeah, that's very important. We challenge our more advanced riders, the riders that have been with us more, to ride different horses that perhaps these challengers are more difficult for them. So we challenge them to be on a more challenging horse, so it just
sure.
makes them a better rider. So that's where we're going with this. And we've got beginner, intermediate, and advanced classes available, ages 6 all the way through adults. So anybody can ride, and it's and no matter what your riding level is or experience is, we'll challenge you and push your boundaries and limits a little bit to where, you'll be a learning experience for y'all. So.
And want to make folks aware, too, Dusty, anything that you do, it doesn't matter if you're a novice rider or you've been riding for 40 years, anything that Dusty Trails does, you're welcome to partake in and welcome to give it a shot.
Absolutely, yes. We welcome anybody and everybody. We've got people that own their own horses and are adults and older than myself that are coming out and riding, and we've got six-year-olds that have never been on a real horse in their life, so, you know, and everybody in between.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I love seeing, we've got a list of kids that have never ridden until they've come out and ridden with us, and now they're advanced riders, and I watch them, you know, running barrels and pulls and really fast times and opening and closing gates off their horse and dragging tarps. And
gotta be fun for you to watch that development.
Oh, I love to see it. And, you know, it happens pretty quickly. There's some of these kids that are 8, 9, 10 years old. Some of these 11-year-olds are really outstanding riders, and they can outride a lot of adults that are experienced riders. They're very good riders. And we teach them how to do some groundwork, zacking out their horse, that kind of stuff. You know, what to do, how to address issues. If your horse is spooked or scared of this or nervous because of that, how do you address that? How do you deal with that and take care of it? And some of these kids are really, really good at doing that, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, Dusty, we talked about the carriage rides that were a big success in downtown North Platte in the Christmas season. For folks that missed it, there's going to be another opportunity for some carriage rides throughout the Valentine's Day holiday.
Yeah, it was such a hit, such a great success there during Christmas time. People loved it, and there's a lot of people that weren't able to get in because we just booked up and were full. So, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner here. So we're going to offer it up again. We've got 3 days. We're doing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is February 12th, 13th, and 14th. We're going to do it from 5:30 to 9. Every 15 minutes, we're going to have another carriage going out. So please get online, go to dustytrails.biz, and book your tickets right away. But what a great way to take a loved one out and have a romantic ride, you know, create some memories and have some good times.
You'll be playing Cupid, won't you?
Yeah. Well, I think actually we've got Sean lined up for that.
I think that'll be all right.
Yeah, we've talked about that. I think we're looking for a big diaper for him. And
so you're on the hunt for that.
Yeah.
You'll trade if somebody can find the right size of diaper, they get a free carriage.
Yeah, absolutely. You bring me the right diaper to fit Sean. Yeah, he's going to run around with his bow and arrow that night.
Good.
So, yeah.
It'll be a sight to see for everybody.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to want to see.
Well, you might want to unsee it in the back. Again, we have Dusty joining us here from Dusty Trails in North Platte. And Dusty, we were talking to Lisa from the Visitors Bureau early last week, and believe it or not, we're already preparing for the Sandhill Cranes to come down here into the area. Can't believe we're already talking about it, but it is that time of the year already.
Yeah, absolutely. Already preparing. We've been working on this for a couple months now already. We've got a website up, tickets are live, people are booking them. We had some tickets started booking in December already. Really excited about that. You know, bringing people into community. Like I said, we were talking off air. I hope we can fill up the hotels and the restaurants and the other activities, you know, going around town here and bring some people in. And make it a great year for everybody here. I want to encourage the locals, people around here that have grown up around here, to come out, see one of these tours, and see what you're missing, or what do we have going on right here in our backyard. I know I was unaware of it until I got into this and started doing it. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. I love going and doing the tours, and I've done them lots of times. But you know, we see the Sandhill Cranes. We've got a blind on the river where we can see them early in the morning as they're coming to life and flying off the river. Late at night, go back out there again, and we can watch the Sandhill Cranes as they come in and land. It's really a magical experience being out there and watching the crane circle as the anticipation builds for an hour and a half, 2 hours of, you know, are they going to land, you know, are they flying over again, and back and forth, and it's really something. And then the sound they make of that many of the big birds.
Oh, yeah.
It's really something. Of course, I love doing the bus tours where we go view them in the fields out in the broad daylight. You actually can see the details on the birds. You can see the colors. You see the interaction. They dance and communicate, and a lot of interaction going between these birds. They're very social birds.
Which I think is something that folks don't necessarily realize. These are social birds, and I love watching the communication between them because it's not something you'll notice if you're just passing by, but if you're actually observing the cranes, they do communicate among each other.
Absolutely. And we've had quite a number of people that have been on these tours with us before that were avid bird watchers have been to Kearney and Grand Island and whatnot, and they've been to these other locations, and they viewed them in the blinds morning and night, but they never did a daytime tour viewing them in the fields. And we actually have big poster boards that has pictures and diagrams of them dancing, and we've got educational material that we share with what the different dance moves that they do are and what they mean. Somebody somewhere has studied these things and kind of figured out their language and how they're communicating.
Really?
And so we
fascinating.
Share, oh, it is. It really is. And so once you've done that, so we do that on the bus tour while we're driving, you know, where we're going. And we share that. So then when you get to the field and you're watching them, it's really cool. I mean, I see it all the time. I see the patrons doing it. They turn around, they light up like, oh, hey, that's, you know, him saying this or doing that. Oh,
you know
hey.
What they're saying makes it much more special.
It's like, oh, hey, that's what they're doing here. You know, and then and you identify that. And
connect the dots.
You connect the dots, exactly. It's a lot of fun.
Lisa and I were talking about it last week, Dusty, and you said something about the locals, too. This is something that we take for granted, I think, locally. You mentioned that since you've been doing the tours, you found a new sense of joy with it, too. So I'd encourage folks, if you haven't gone out and viewed the cranes for a while, do it this year. And what we have to offer here with the partnership that you have with the Visitors Bureau and Dusty Trails is extremely unique, and not only unique to the state of Nebraska, but extremely unique to the entire U.S.
Yeah, it really is. This is, you know, we've got people that travel from all over the world to come out and see the cranes and what happens here. You know, Jane Goodall, we all know her. You know, she talks about this being one of the greatest migrations you can view anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Comparable right up there with the migration of the wildebeest, you know.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, we live right here. We don't even think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody went out and told us we had the great migration of the wildebeest coming through just 4 miles outside of town, all you have to do is drive outside of city limits and see it, we'd all go, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that'd be amazing to see that.
I think about the eclipse.
Yeah.
You know, look at how many of us took advantage of the eclipse, and that's great. But the Sandhill Crane viewing is similar to that.
It's
such a unique event that you're going to enjoy. And I'd encourage folks to take out the little ones, too, because I'm sure they have a lot of fun in the viewing.
Absolutely. Kids love dinosaurs, and these are real live dinosaurs. You can go out and see real live dinosaurs and watch them. And, you know, they've got a 6-foot wingspan. So, I mean, they've got a wingspan the size of, you know, a large adult male.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they're very vocal. They're very interactive with each other. They're dancing and strutting around and doing their things. They're really cool, and they're here by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is a great experience. The other tour that we offer is the prairie chickens, and that may be my favorite. I've got different clips recording the sound, and it sounds like you're in a jungle. It sounds like there's monkeys and birds and all sorts of animals, and every one of those sounds is coming from the male prairie chicken. That
really?
Is the only animal, but it
sounds like a soundtrack from like deep in Africa, but really it's right here in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. If you heard it, you would think it was a clip from some, like you said, deep in Africa sound or whatever. It's right here in the prairies of Nebraska. And it is made by one animal. The variety of sounds that they make, and a recording on my phone doesn't do it justice.
No, something like that never does.
Nothing.
Just like the pictures of the cranes, they're great, but it doesn't do it justice.
It doesn't do it justice at all. Not at all. When you're out there with the open window and you're surrounded by it, and it sounds like you're in this huge, huge open, vast, you know, with the sound echoing and circling around you. It's an amazing sound. And then of course, you know, they just look like the hens. The males are super hard to tell apart from the females when they're just relaxed. And then they puff up their chest. They've got these long black feathers that lay down their neck that stand up, look like they have two horns. Their tail feathers stand up and fan out, looks like the white tail of a white-tailed deer.
Really?
And a big orange bellowing throat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they don't even look like they're the same animal at all.
Really?
And then they do this little quick step, you know, dance moves that they do, and the deep bellowing sounds, and the I describe it as monkeys and different. It's weird sounds. It's amazing how they sound.
Extremely unique.
It is very unique. So, again, right here in our backyard, like literally where I grew up, this is in the pastures where we would ride horses and go to all the time. But I never went out there at 5 o'clock in the morning and sat there completely silent with no motors running, nothing, and just listened for the sound until I heard about these. And then we went out, and that's how I found them.
Really?
I rode out north the house about a mile where there's not an REA pole, not a yard light. There's nothing for several miles. There's no roads, no nothing out there. And anyway, I get up on a hilltop, and I just wait. And this is like 5 o'clock in the morning. No wind. I'm horseback, and I listened for the sound. And I would ride towards the sound, and I'd come up on a couple of prairie chickens dancing.
Really?
It would be like two or three birds. That creates a lek. And I would be listening to it and watching them, and as they're dancing and making their sounds, I'd hear some more in the distance, and I kept thinking, man, it sounds like there's more over there. So I'd watch for a few minutes, then I'd ride over the hill to the next group. And as I got there, and I'd watch, and it's really cool, but it sounds like there's more over there, and I kept doing this until I went about 5.5 miles. And I've come upon this lek that is huge. The largest lek that I know of anywhere in Nebraska. Anytime I've been out there, there's about 30 to 34 male prairie chickens dancing in this lek. Most other leks, a big lek is typically 6 to 8 birds. From my understanding, we're talking to other people and other places that do tours. The tours they go see are typically a handful of birds. This lek, knock on wood, has about 30 to 34 male chickens every year.
We're talking 25 to 30 more chickens right here than what they have pretty much anywhere else that we know of, at least.
Anywhere else that I've ever heard of, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
When are the prairie chicken tours going to start up, Dusty?
So the prairie chicken and crane tours all start up the 19th.
Okay.
So the crane tours start the 19th of March, and the prairie chickens start the 20th. And we set it up so that every morning we alternate. We go every other morning, we alternate between the cranes and the prairie chickens. And then every single afternoon we do the bus tours of the cranes, and every evening we do the crane tours on the river in the blind. So any 2 days that you pick, you can view all four tours. So if you're coming in from out of town, or you want to have some friends or family come out, whatever, and do this, you can pick any 2 days from when we start, because we just alternate them through. Any 2 days you can pick, you can view all four tours. And all four tours are a different experience, a completely different experience. The only two that they sound very similar are the ones in the blind. You've got the morning blind and the evening blind. It's in the same blind in the same location, but it's quite a different experience. You know, the morning one, you're sneaking in there in the dark. The birds are sleeping on the water, which even when they're sleeping, they're noisy. They're making lots of noise. And so you're in the dark, and you can just kind of see the shadows, you know, of on the water. And there's just a little bit of noise here and there and whatever else. And you just sit there for an hour listening and watching this. And then something will move or whatever, and all of a sudden one might fly up, and then there might be a couple hundred or a thousand that go with it and take off. And then there's some that don't, and they stay and they keep making noise. And then until eventually something, you know, somebody decides it's morning, and they can see the sun starting to come up, and they all take off, and then you'll watch them circle overhead as they basically they'll take flight, and they'll kill about an hour in the air waiting till the sun is completely up, and then they'll go find fields to land in. But they don't want to be on the ground, whether it's in the field or in the water at all, at dawn and dusk, right in there where the predators can kind of see. That's their safety thing. So they want to be they're standing in the middle of the river when it's completely dark. That's where they spend the entire night, standing in the shallow river.
Okay.
But they'll take flight, wait till the sun's completely up, and then they'll go land in the fields, and they feed. And they'll fly from field to field all day long and come back to water and back and forth. And then as it gets dark, it's starting to get a little bit dark, they'll take flight. And then they'll stay in flight, and they'll just fly back and forth over the river, kind of surveying the area, deciding where they're going to land. But they'll stay in flight for about an hour, hour and a half, until it's completely dark, and then they come in and land.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it's a different deal. So when you're in there out there in the evening, you show up in the daylight. There's no birds around. You might see some deer and turkeys and different things,
sure,
geese. So we kind of sat and watched those kind of things. And then you'll see the birds start showing up out of the fields, and they start flying overhead, and they're really high, and they kind of gradually get lower, and they start buzzing you, and it starts getting really dark. And about the time it's completely dark, all of a sudden you're just like, hey, did one land right there? Yeah, I think so. And then all of a sudden,
and then a swarm comes in.
And the next thing you know, there's a hundred or a couple hundred, and that's how it happens. It's a neat experience. And then they just keep coming in until it kind of settles down, and we stay there for long enough that no more birds are coming in to land. And they're, again, communicating, going back and forth and making their noise, but they're in the river, and then we sneak our way out of there, walk out of there. But anyway, quite different experiences. So
extremely fascinating experiences, too. And if folks want to take advantage, Dusty, they need to purchase the tickets sooner rather than later. How can they purchase those tickets?
Yeah, go to dustytrails.biz. I want everybody to get used to doing that. We're going to do more bookings online, and we've typically done everything. I've just preached and preached. Call me. No Facebook messages, no text messages, you know, whatever. You just call me. But for these, book them online. It's all done online. Dustytrails.biz will take you directly there. There's all the tours for the different bird tours. There's lodging sites. We have discount rates. Quite a few of the hotels here in town are offering Dusty Trails discount rate. If you awesome. Are doing anything with us, just tell them that, and they'll give you a discount. We've got some B&Bs here in town or in the area that are offering some discounts and running things for bird tours and that. Some wonderful, neat places to stay that some cabins and whatnot around that I didn't even know were available some unique finds. So there's some neat places like that to stay. So if you got friends, family coming in, or you just want a little getaway, there's some great places to stay as well, and you can get to all those right there on my website. And same thing with the carriage rides downtown on the Bricks. That's how you need to book those tours.
Dustytrails.biz.
And yes, you do need to go online ahead of time and book those tickets for the carriage rides for Valentine's Day.
Well, Dusty, we appreciate the time. Always appreciate all the great work you do in promoting tourism locally and providing these unique experiences. And appreciate you taking some time for us this morning.
I appreciate your help here. And always a pleasure coming in and visiting with everybody. And I do want to say a big thanks to everybody for the support in 2020. Crazy, hectic year for everyone. Tough business to be in this time, you know, during these times. But I felt like we had a wonderful community support, and I want to big thanks to everybody for the support in 2020, and we're excited to get our 2021 season started. So,
Dusty, always appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you more here in the new calendar year.
Yes, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick update with Rush Limbaugh.